This guide helps the viewer reflect when viewing paintings that include individuals. By following the guide, you will be able to spend time with this painting, enjoying its stories and details and points of interest. Take a look at the full painting first. Do you like it right away? How do you like the style? Do you think it's realistic or impressionistic? What do you think about the characters that are depicted? Are they romanticized, critical, sympathetic, playful, or something else altogether? What is your immediate impression of the people? How do you describe that feeling? Is it possible for you to be friends with these people? Especially paintings with people in them tell us a story. Now let's think about it. The details in this painting will have been carefully selected and put in, like a snapshot, which may have been taken without prior preparation. Details like these tell us what the picture is about. Setting up the scene is the first step. Are there any details on the backdrop, or is it blank? Does this tell us anything about the story or the people in the painting? Observe where we are, outside or inside. Perhaps there's a window with a view inside. What is the setting like? Is it domestic or not? Does the person live alone or with others? If there are objects or other items of interest, are they shown with or without them? How do they work? How do they explain it? Look at whether they depict a specific activity or story, for example, what the person does for a living, whether they're rich or poor, where they live, or perhaps something about their character. How does the light look? Does the scene have bright or dark lighting? Regardless of how much or how little light there is, what is the source? What effect does the light have on the painting's atmosphere? How does the whole setting feel? Describe the space to yourself in a few words, capturing its look and feel. Warm, cozy, intimate, for example. Let's take a look at their individuals now. How old do you think they are? What is the expression on their faces like? How does their hair look, if you can see it? Is it natural or styled? Is it covered? What does the hair or the hair covering reveal about the character and the situation? How about the clothes? What are they wearing? Can you tell if they are dressed for work or leisure or maybe social engagement? Can you tell from their clothes whether this character is wealthy or poor? How many clothes do they have to choose from, or how few? What would it feel like to wear these clothes? Do they feel tight, starched, heavy, loose, light, or something else? With his or her hands, what is the person touching? Imagine touching whatever this person is touching, even if it's just air. What aromas do you think this person might be experiencing? Is it the smell of the food, the furniture, polish, flowers, spices, sea, dust, wood smoke, fresh air, or maybe something totally different? Imagine this picture as part of a picture book story. The next picture in the story appears as you turn the page. What has changed? What is happening now? What do you think will happen next? Is your opinion of the person in the painting different now when you've examined it closely? This guide has now come to an end, although you're very welcome to spend more time looking at the painting on your own if you wish. The next step would be to think about what you enjoyed most about this brief activity.